Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 98 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about bizarre TV.
Do you know these shows?
Legion. Devin Haller is a troubled young man diagnosed as schizophrenic, but after a strange encounter, he discovers special powers that will change his life forever.
This show I'm familiar with. It's based on a comic book, actually. He's actually supposed to be the son of Professor X. Do you know who Professor X is?
Is he bald?
Yeah.
In a wheelchair?
Played by Patrick Stewart.
No, I've never heard of him.
Stop it. But, it's loosely based on the comic book. It's a bizarre show, though. It's very, very weird.
So it should be on this list.
Yeah, definitely. It's a hard watch. You really need to be patient with it, because a lot of times you don't know what the hell's going on, because a lot of it takes place in his head, and you don't know who's real, who's not. Who's a figment of his imagination. Basically, all these characters that you meet are his different personalities.
So kind of just like you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly like me. Yeah. So, I mean, he's schizophrenic, but a lot of these people present themselves as characters. And it's, so he's almost like he has multiple personality disorder. But each of those people have powers that he learns to control.
I remember... must have been on CNN, a show that Anderson Cooper did about schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, they wired him up with a microphone, and he had headphones on that they could say things to him. And as he went about his day, they would say things like...
make him do things.
Well, not... I can't think of an example, but like he would buy a hot dog and the voice in his headphones would say, that hot dog is poisoned, you're going to die if you eat it.
Okay.
Or he'd walk past a woman and the voice would say, that woman is thinking about killing you.
Okay. Kind of putting you in a frame of mind. Or like
to be what it would be like to be schizophrenic, yeah.
That would be crazy. That would be really... because these people believe what their mind's telling them, is stuff like that, you know what I mean? I don't think it's all so dark and dangerous, but...
Distracting,
at least, you know what I mean? Can you imagine just going about your day and then all of a sudden this crazy thought pops into your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And it's real to you?
That sounds like my days.
Working over at your job? Yeah. Sounds like my customers.
We shouldn't make fun of schizophrenia, but...
no.
I can see that working much better as a TV show than as a comic book.
Yeah. Dirk's Gently Holistic Detective Agency. The show is based around the eccentric Dirk Gently, who claims to be a holistic detective, investigating obscure cases based on the interconnectivity of all things. Based on the series written by Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I have not seen it. I've heard the title before, and I think it's on a service that we have.
Hmm.
And based on it being originally written by Douglas Adams, it's something I think I would want to see.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. It sounds like something I would probably watch. I'd never heard of it until just now.
The problem with having lots of streaming services is there's just too much to consume. Yeah. And how do you find out about
half
stuff?
Of them? Yeah.
There's some podcasts that one in particular endorses TV shows all the time, and I find that when I watch them, they don't seem to be nearly as good as they made them out to be.
Hmm. It's like they're getting kickbacks on the podcast.
Mm. I just don't have the same taste that they
forever,
do, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're very particular about what you do and don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
You.
I know there's a lot out there, and I don't want to waste my time on something that, that I'm not interested in.
Yeah. Where I'll pretty much watch anything, but a lot of time it's just winds up to be background noise while I snooze. So I don't really get into it. So there's a few shows that I get into, but there's not many.
The OA. I kind of wonder what OA stands for.
Imagine if you watch the show, they tell you.
Having gone missing 7 years ago, the previously blind Prairie returns home, now in her 20s, with sight restored. While many believe she is a miracle, others worry she could be dangerous. You watch this, don't you?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Mm-mm. No, I'd seen the previews for it on Netflix, I believe. But it's not one that I have watched.
Hmm.
That's my problem, too, is once a show starts, if it's more than a season or two into it, I won't watch it.
Oh, yeah. Are shows that have like 14 seasons, and I'm not slogging through all that.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to put forth the effort or the time to catch up to watching, you know, hundreds of hours of TV just to get caught up. So
especially when it's something inane like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's the show you can actually just turn on because it's different every episode. I mean, there's no continuing plot line. They get naked, they get lost, they're put in the middle of nowhere. But the shows where you need to watch from the beginning to understand what's going on, I just won't do it.
And I would bet most of these shows, this list came from Reddit.
Okay.
So, I can't vouch for the shows that are on it.
Okay. All right. Brand new cherry flavor. Lisa Nova, an aspiring film director in the sun-drenched but seamy world of 1990 Los Angeles, embarks on a mind-altering journey of supernatural revenge that gets nightmarishly out of control.
Okay. I got that synopsis from IMDb, and IMDb runs videos on the background of the screen when you're on the website.
Okay.
Whether you want them to or not.
Okay.
You can't stop it. And based on what I saw of that, it looks like lots of guns and killing and action and...
Something you would not be interesting whatsoever.
Didn't look interesting to me at all.
Yeah. Once again, this is something that I've never heard of.
And the name, Brand New Cherry Flavor, I mean, that tells you right from the start that this is going to be bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. And based in 1990 Los Angeles, the only thing I could think of back then would probably be porn. So, not something I'd be interested in either.
Search Party. Search Party is a dark comedy about four self-absorbed 20-somethings who become entangled in an ominous mystery when a former college acquaintance suddenly disappears.
Hmm.
Sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like something I'd watch.
I guess it depends on how bizarre the characters are.
Yeah.
I do like a dark comedy.
Do you?
Yeah, if it doesn't go on forever.
Hmm. Sometimes they're just weird. Too weird for my liking.
You know, every once in a while, there's a show that we come across and we watch it, and I think every day really good shows just get tossed in the trash and never made. But this turd got produced.
Like La Brea, you love that show.
Oh God. I use those words every time it's on, don't I?
Yes, you do. Every single time it comes on.
This turd got produced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was a turd. It was terrible.
Well, no matter how you polish it, it's still a turd.
Well, just to let you know, it is over. They didn't get re-upped. They finished their...
I hope they all died in the end.
I never watched the end of it. I watched the first season. And even while I was watching it, I'm like, this show is ridiculous. Why am I watching this? But it was one of those... Background.
It's kind of like, just how far can we go before they cut the production?
Yeah. Though, look, the only one cool thing I thought about it was that they did have an amputee in there.
Hmm.
She was an actual amputee, so I kind of watched it for that. So she was blowing the amputee. Okay, Miss Davis, nun's sister Simone, partners with her ex-boyfriend Wiley on a globe-spanning journey to destroy Miss Davis, a powerful artificial intelligence.
Once again, they put videos on my screen that I didn't necessarily want to watch, and this didn't look interesting. I still have scars from parochial school, so shows about nuns don't interest me much.
Yeah, another dystopian type of future show, it seems like.
Based on that synopsis, I would not watch it anyway.
No, it just has no, doesn't pique my interest whatsoever.
Preacher. After a supernatural event at his church, a preacher enlists the help of a vampire and his ex to find God, despite an antagonist named Hairstar. This is one that I've actually watched.
I watched
all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. And it was bizarre, and it was great.
It was very strange. Yeah, I watched a lot of these episodes with you.
I think this was produced by Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And he smokes a lot of weed.
A lot of weed.
And it shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's how bizarre can we make this without going... Seeing how many people will watch this.
Now, my favorite scene is about Hairstar. He is like a sort of like a Nazi character.
Okay.
And he wants to join this group whose goal is like world dominion. And they have like an interview process with him and like 12 other people who want the job as like world dictator. And in each part of the... They whittle out people, you know, who don't have the right skills or whatever. And it comes down to him and this other guy, this other big muscle-bound hunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have like a shooting contest. Who can fire, who can shoot nearest to the
target.
To the target. And the other guy starts first, and he shoots, and like every one of the bullets went right through the center of the target.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes time for...
I can see where this is going.
For
Hairstar.
Hairstar. And he just lifts up the gun and shoots the other guy.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
And I laughed and laughed. It takes something truly twisted like that to get me to laugh.
Yeah, the dark comedy.
Yeah.
Now, that was a pretty good show. It was absurd.
And Dominic Cooper wasn't bad to look at.
Man.
He was the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Who played his girlfriend? Ruth Negga?
Something like that.
Yeah. She's been in some other really bizarre shows.
Yeah, she's one of those actresses that seems to kind of be drawn to strange parts.
Mm-hmm.
So... Brain Dead, a government employee discovers that the cause of the tensions between the two political parties is a race of extraterrestrial insects eating the brains of the politicians. Sounds like real life.
It does. If that was true, it would explain so much about our politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually seen this show.
Really?
I don't know that I saw all of it, but I've seen bits of it. And I think at the time I was thinking, boy, this would explain our politics so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sometimes the truth is closer to fiction than we like to admit.
And the idea that politicians can go on with no brain, I think makes total sense.
Yeah, it's a show that I think I'd like to watch, to be honest with you. But no, I haven't seen that one either.
It had horrible special effects, and I don't think that was the point.
Yeah. Okay, so you did see some of it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Robot. Elliot, a brilliant but unstable cyber security engineer and a vigilante hacker, become a key figure in a complex game of global chaos, and he and his shadowy allies try to take down the corrupt corporation his company is paid to protect. Sorry, that sounds like I read it, but I did.
Mm-hmm. That's with the show with,
I can't think of his name either.
Rami Malek.
Yeah, yeah.
He won an Emmy for it, or...
This show, the critics just love this show. Mm-hmm. And people who, on various podcasts, have mentioned it, have just praised it so much that I can't watch it.
You refuse to? Or
yes.
Just because
The best way to get me to not watch a show is for the critics to rave about it.
Kind of like episode 4 of The Last of Us.
Yeah. Possibly because that's happened before and I had such high expectations that the show didn't meet that I just don't trust the critics.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another show. It was one of those shows that I was interested in watching and I just never honestly got around to watching it.
Me neither.
So, Watchmen, a version of 1985 where superheroes exist. The murder of a colleague sends active vigilante Rorschach on the trail of a conspiracy that would change the course of history.
Yeah, I suspect that synopsis was really for the movie and not for the series.
Yeah, because... that doesn't cover the series whatsoever.
Naming an antagonist Rorschach, I think, is a genius move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting character, to say the least. I've seen the movie and I've seen the TV show. Have you watched either one?
No.
You haven't seen the movie?
No.
Did you read the comic?
Oh, no. No.
No. It's actually really good. A lot of it became mandatory reading at some colleges. It was really good. Strange. The TV. It's basically about the Cold War. And, these superheroes, some of them have powers, some of them don't. Well, Mr. Manhattan actually has powers, but he leaves Earth and goes to Mars, because Earth's below him. But, the TV show is pretty good, but it is really, really good, and then it just kind of started going downhill, and they wrapped it up. And that seems to happen to a lot of TV shows, in my opinion. It's like the writers, just they have their original idea, and they're gung-ho, they're
and
all for
they
it.
Don't know what to do.
And then they're like, oh, crap, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. Well, let's just end it. So, I mean, it was good.
TV shows really ought to have, like, a 5-year plan, and then be done.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. I would recommend it. What's her name? Regina King's in it, in the TV show. So she was really good in it.
Lots of violence, I'll bet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. It's something I don't think you'd enjoy to watch. So, but you don't like anything with superheroes in it, even though...
Oh, yeah. Well, I watch Superman, sometimes Spider-Man, but...
Yeah. The funny thing is, most of them don't have powers. They're just normal human beings, but they limelight as vigilante superheroes. So,
Kind of like The Boys?
No, The Boys actually have powers.
The people that they're fighting have powers, but The Boys themselves, I don't think any of them have any powers.
No. Well, yes and no. But you're right. Yeah, most of them don't. Okay.
Twin Peaks. An idiocentric FBI agent investigates the murder of a young woman in the even more idiosyncratic town of Twin Peaks.
Okay, I watched this when it came on back in the 80s and 90s. I loved this show.
I did not watch it because, once again, all the critics said you should watch this.
Yeah, I figured as much. I love this show. Me and my friends loved it. It was probably the first show that I really, really got into. It was so weird and bizarre, and I just loved it when it came out. Now, I try to rewatch it, and I'm like, why the hell did I watch this show?
I've seen clips, you know, where people go, this was a fantastic scene, and if you don't know where it came from...
It's very bizarre, yeah. Yeah, it was a good show. It was interesting. Kyle MacLachlan's in it. There was a dancing, singing midget that would talk backwards. So it was kind of You know me and midgets, we don't kind of like each other, I guess. I have a fear of them. But that, you're looking at me with such disgust.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm trying really not hard not to.
But yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. And then I think they redid it, didn't they?
Recently? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Probably would not live up to the hype.
No. I think they came back and did it on one of the streaming services, and it had a cult following again, but nothing like it did back then. I mean, I remember being on the cover of TV Guide, and I can't remember the main character. This shows how much I loved it. I can't remember. Basically, the one girl that dies, you're trying to figure out what happened to her during the whole thing, and where such and such, and that was like on the cover of all the magazines, and people speculating, so... But it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
So. Sounds like a ringing endorsement, so I still won't watch it.
Yeah, I know. I've given up years ago on trying to tell you to watch things, because I think most of the time if I ever say that I like it, you're immediately going, I'm not going to ever watch it, just to spite me. just to spite me. Mm-hmm. So I never even bring it up anymore. So,
The Sandman. Upon escaping after decades of imprisonment by a mortal wizard, Dream, the personification of dreams, sets about to reclaim his lost equipment.
You watched this, didn't you?
I've watched a few episodes. It pretty much matches the comic book. Okay. It's written by,
Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman, okay.
Who is gay and has done some other stuff. He did American Gods.
Yeah, I read that book. That was good.
It's bizarre, but I think it was meant to be bizarre.
Yeah, everything he does is bizarre.
I had an ex who, this was his favorite comic book, and he made me read them.
Okay.
The one about where Dream goes to hell to get back something of his, and they have a contest where they
try to one up each other, don't they?
Yeah. It starts out where like one is a powerful horse and the other one says, "I'm a stinging insect who stings the horse," and the other one is, "I'm a spider and I eat the insect." And
yeah.
And they finally get down to where one of them says, I'm the entire world. I'm the earth. And the other one says, I'm the universe. And then the other one, the demon says, I am the end of the when time has run out and the universe comes to a standstill, and he says, "What will you be, Dream?" And Dream says, "I am hope."
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, that's, I think I watched a few episodes with you about this, or with you.
And possibly.
I think I stopped watching
it. It didn't hold our attention, I don't think.
Yeah, we got sidetracked. It was during the pandemic, I think, we started watching it. But it was one of those, it just kind of got caught up in something else, so... But the episode that I did see, I enjoyed. So, all right, here we go. Doctor Who, a British science fiction television series which depicts the adventures of an extraterrestrial being called the Doctor. The Doctor uses a time-traveling spaceship called the TARDIS, which externally appears as a British police box. While traveling, the Doctor works to save lives and liberate oppressed people by combating foes. You love this.
It's okay. I will watch it when it's on. I mean, you sort of revived the series. I mainly watched it on public TV.
You watched it back from the original?
When it was syndicated.
Yeah.
And that was such a low-budget show.
I could never get into it because it was so low-budget, it looked like it was filmed in someone's backyard.
Yeah, it did.
It was just terrible. I could never get into it.
And when they revived it, they tried to, I don't know, keep the sort of low-budget look, but with high-dollar effects.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It has such a huge following. Everybody kind of remembers the TV shows,
mm-hmm.
which took a long time because they only had like 6 episodes a season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone,
a lot of them are in black and white.
A lot. I mean, I remember being a kid and everyone I knew who watched the show was just as strange as Dr. Frickin' Who. And I could not get into it because it was a British show too.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had this big puffy scarf and I just...
Oh, Tom Baker?
Yeah. And there was nothing appealing to it whatsoever. And that's one nerd TV show that I cannot get behind. The TARDIS. I remember watching you freak out when there was a TARDIS at the exploration place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
Do you know what TARDIS stands for?
What's it stand for?
Time and Relative Dimensions in Space.
Okay. It looked like a police box to me. It looked like a phone booth. And I'm like, I know that it's supposed to travel through space and time, but I could just never get into it.
I was kind of disappointed when I opened up the door and looked inside, and it was smaller inside than it was outside.
Yeah, and we realized that you can't do anything with it, right? Yeah, that's just one thing I could never get behind.
The Good Place. 4 people and their otherworldly frenemy struggle in the afterlife to define what it means to be good. You've watched some of this.
I watched the first season and called it after the second or third episode that Ted Danson was actually not God.
So at the end of the first season, they realized that they weren't in heaven, that they were in hell.
They were duped, yeah. And he was not God, he was just another...
The premise, you know, where she says to... Where she arrives there, and they said, you're in heaven. And she knows that she was not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks she was sent there by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's sort of like the saying that it's easier to do work than it's easier to be busy than to look busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Yeah.
She had to pretend that she was good and try to do what she thought good people would do.
Yeah.
And I think as the shows went on, you begin to figure out that all the other people thought they were sent there by mistake too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all just pretending to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they announced that they weren't actually in heaven, that they were in hell, it kind of all made sense.
Yeah, yeah. It was okay. It was real campy. Ted Danson annoys me. I don't like his politics, and every time I see him, I think of that. So, it's hard for me to get past that.
Kind of like J.K. Rowling now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, screw her. All right, Severance. Mark leads a team of office workers whose memories have been surgically divided between their work and personal lives. When a mysterious colleague appears outside of work, it begins a journey to discover the truth about their jobs.
Obviously, this show has a lot more than what those words say in it. I think... The reason it's never come on my radar is because it's on Apple TV, and we just have to put a limit somewhere on what streaming we watch. I would like to see Foundation and Empire, but I don't think I want to subscribe to Apple just for that.
Just because of that, yeah.
So, probably the problem with getting these synopses from IMDb is they're all rather flat and just sort of to the facts.
Yeah.
And these descriptions don't really describe the essence of the shows.
None of them have really sparked an interest.
Mm-hmm. I would not watch any show based on any of these descriptions.
No, same here. So, yeah, I didn't even know the show existed until I just read that. So, but like a lot of things I'll see, except for Apple, as soon as I see that's Apple TV, I move on.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know I don't have it.
I don't want to get into it.
I don't want to get tempted to just subscribe to another streaming service. So I just, out of sight, out of mind, just, no, You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think you should leave with Tim Robinson. A sketch show where Tim Robinson and his guests spend each segment driving someone to the point of needing or desperately wanting to leave.
Sounds like a mean, terrible...
It sounds like a prank show.
Yeah. And I don't mind prank shows. I really don't. But
when I first read the title, I think you should leave with Tim Robinson, I thought it was like trying to get them to leave with him.
Yeah.
But it's that that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like uncomfortable humor.
No, I know you don't. Yeah.
Which that's exactly what this is.
I am. Yeah. Uncomfortable humor doesn't bother me. But this show just doesn't spark my interest. I mean, I think it just came out on Netflix. I think they just released it.
No, it's on Apple.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe another reason why I'm not that familiar with it. Miracle Workers stars Daniel Radcliffe as an angel trying to do good in the world through the DMV-esque bureaucracy of heaven. God is played by Steve Buscemi, and he hates his job, and it gets weirder from there.
Obviously, this description was not from IMDb. I think it came from the Reddit list.
Okay.
It sounds like a good show.
It does. Steve Buscemi is God.
Yeah, definitely not a beautiful, all-powerful old man. Kind of an ugly old man, really. And Daniel Radcliffe, I think every show he's been in, he's tried to overpower his past as Harry Potter. Yeah. Yes.
He's a pretty good actor, though. I've been impressed with some of the stuff that he's done. You know what I mean?
And he has been in some really bizarre stuff.
Oh, very bizarre. Like, did you see the one where he woke up and his hands were guns?
Yes.
That was very...
And maybe we should do a movie list like this
instead
of just TV.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, I would watch this.
Yeah, I think it'd be, at least the first episode or two.
Upload, a dystopian science fiction rom-com about a digital afterlife in cyberspace. It's bleak, but also hilarious. I have watched this show. I don't think I watched to the very end, but I've watched almost...
Is this on Prime?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Okay.
The guy is, I don't know, people think he's beautiful. I don't think looks will get you just everywhere in Hollywood. I don't think that description really describes it. I didn't see it as dystopian. It's... Basically, this guy is a programmer, and they've created this, like, Second Life-type place.
Mm.
And people can go into it and interact and whatever. And so they start digitizing people before they die.
Mm.
So that when they die, they can go into this and continue on.
Okay.
And... And, I don't know, I guess it does have some commentary, but mostly it's just science fiction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those I saw, and then I think it's already like on its third episode or whatever. And
They finished the second season, and I doubt they will go any further.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard people rave about it, but I just, one of those ones that it's fallen to the wayside of things that I just haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Files, two FBI agents, Fox Mulder the Believer and Dana Scully the Skeptic, investigate the strange and unexplained while hidden forces work to impede their efforts.
Now that actually is a pretty good description of the show.
Did you watch this?
Of course I did.
I figured you did.
Probably saw every episode.
Yeah, I figured as much.
It went from serious about monsters to sometimes... making fun of itself.
Campy.
Yeah. The whole range. I don't know. At one point, the guy who plays Fox Mulder, I guess, didn't want to be on the show anymore or wanted more money or something. Anyway, he wasn't on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dana Scully became the believer. And it just went. That's when it jumped the shark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've watched some of the episodes, but it was one of those that I just never got into. It was on, like, when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
so I was too busy running around doing things, so
It's definitely on streaming, and it's one of those where there's like 14 seasons. So it would be hard to get into now.
Yeah. Plus, it's dated now, so.
WandaVision. Wanda Maximoff and Vision, two superpowered beings living their ideal suburban lives, begin to suspect that everything is not as it seems.
Okay.
I guess that's a fairly good description. We've both seen all the episodes, I think.
I loved it. I absolutely loved the show. It started off really, really slow. But
people who grew up on syndication appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It started out in black and white with, like, I Love Lucy and Bewitched.
And, moved on from there.
You could tell the shows that they were spoofing.
Oh, yeah. And went through all the decades and stuff like that. I mean, they did a really good job of it. But I absolutely love the show. I can't wait for season two to come out.
Oh, there's another?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. How would they do that?
It's going to move. It's not going to be anything like the first. Because the world's destroyed. I mean, she destroyed it. It was all made up in her own mind because Vision's dead. So, but I think it's going to move on with more of,
wow.
And here at 81 Speedway, the Dark Witch, I can't think of her name. The one that she fights in the end.
Wasn't it the Scarlet?
The Scarlet Witch, but it's the other witch that had the book that she fights in the end. I can't think of her name. But
I just thought it was all a self-contained thing, and any attempts to go further would just be trying to sponge more money off of it.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong then. Okay, maybe. Okay.
I don't know. I did not know that there was going to be another season.
Yeah, but it kind of follows true to the comic book, from what I understand.
I wonder if a lot of people do comic books now with just the goal of getting it turned into a movie or a TV show.
That story is like 40 years old. The whole Scarlet Witch and Wanda Maximoff, and basically she loses her mind with the powers that she has, and she's so powerful she can make her own world. And that's what she does. So.
That's what I would do.
No, I know you would. I wouldn't be allowed in it either, probably.
Copenhagen Cowboy. A young heroine,
Mew.
Who travels through Copenhagen's criminal netherworld. Not the show that I would want to watch.
No.
The video that played in the background looked like lots of shooting and violence and hitting and... It probably is really bizarre. It sounds like it could be. But not necessarily in a comic book way.
Okay.
So I probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, it doesn't spark my interest. Okay. Good Omens. The end of the world is coming, which means a fussy angel and a loose-living demon who become overly fond of life on Earth are forced to form an unlikely alliance to stop Armageddon. I watched part of this and couldn't get into it.
Oh?
Yeah.
I thought you liked it.
No, I watched like the first 3-4 episodes and just couldn't get into it.
It sounds kind of interesting.
The concept's really cool, but it just...
No chemistry between them.
Yeah, and I was expecting something different. It was more like the Odd Couple than anything else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it just really wasn't.
Wasn't there talk of them having a relationship before the end?
Oh, I don't know. I never got that far in it.
Lost. The survivors of a plane crash are forced to work together in order to survive on a seemingly deserted tropical island. That is the plainest description of that show I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that show pisses me off. Just even thinking about...
Pisses me off, too.
Yeah. I put too much time and effort and was so excited about it. And it had all these chances of being this great freaking show, and then it was crap. Literal steaming pile of crap.
One day at work, somebody asked me if I watched a show called Found. And I said, no, I would never watch a show called Found because I would be afraid it was a sequel to Lost.
Yeah, no.
I remember when this was on, there was like a Good Morning America or something where the producers of the show were on there, and they said, we realize this is a phenomena, and we have a plan for this show, and in the end, it will all be explained, and it'll all make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they lied right through their teeth, lied.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone said from the beginning, is it purgatory? Is it going to be purgatory? Is it purgatory? And it was freaking purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
They lied, but everyone's expecting this big ta-da because you had the polar bear on the island. You had this, you had this, you had this. And it was just all leading you up to something they could have answered in the first freaking season. I'm still pissed about it. I get angry about it every time.
I think what bothers me is, it was such a waste of my time watching all that,
mm-hmm.
only to have it come out.
Would you expected it to be all along?
Yeah, it landed really flat.
Yeah, that was one of those, we used to watch it up at the bar all the time. All of us would get together and get up there and watch it at the bar, religiously. And I remember that it would come on. Everyone at the bar knew that there was no music played loud. Everyone would sit there and watch it. And we all watched it from the very beginning. And then it just, big fat turd.
I watched it mainly because Matthew Fox was the star. And they had his shirt off just often enough to keep it interesting.
I'm afraid as much. But yeah, it's, that's the reason I don't watch a lot of shows anymore and get that involved in them. That engrossed in them, because that show just ruined it for a lot of those shows. So, Pushing Daisies. A pastry chef with the power to bring dead people back to life solves murder mysteries with his resurrected childhood sweetheart, a cynical private investigator, and a lovesick waitress.
This is not the show that I thought it was.
Okay.
I thought it was that show with Mandy Patinkin and what's her name? That's a different show.
Okay.
This show is fairly new, I think.
Yeah, everyone's raving about it.
From what I saw of the video that ran in the background, something I thought was interesting was that he has to keep resurrecting that girl. Something like the universe must want her dead, and he has to keep resurrecting her all the time.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's raving about it, but I'm not sure what streaming service it runs on.
I don't either.
So, probably
Apple.
Must not
be one that we have.
Yeah, so. All right, looks like we're up to the last one.
I'm a Virgo. The coming-of-age joyride of Cootie, a 13-foot tall man who escapes to experience the beauty and contradictions of the real world. He forms friendships, finds love, navigates awkward situations, and encounters his idol, the hero.
First I've ever heard of it.
Me too.
Sounds like a British show.
I don't know. The cast is mainly black.
Okay.
Sounds kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a fish out of water kind of show, I guess.
Yeah. It sounds interesting, but yeah, it's another one of those that I never even heard of.
Well, from what I saw in the background video, it didn't look like there was anything bizarre in it.
Just a 13-foot tall man.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. So what's your favorite joke this week?
Did you know that men who carry some extra weight live longer?
No.
Than those who mention it?
Beard scratch. All right.
Sorry. No, they can't all be good.
No, they can't all be good, but it's all right. Still love you.
We hope you enjoyed episode 98 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.